Finally in our program, a new album is out this week by one of Mexico's top accordion musicians. His name is Celso Piña. Reporter Beto Arcos caught up with him in Los Angeles.
Celso Piña likes to reminisce about the days when he was learning to play the accordion in his barrio in Monterrey, Mexico.
La primera que grabé fue esta.
To learn this seemingly simple cumbia, Piña says he spent months studying the accordion. That was in the late 70s. Today, Celso Piña is celebrating his 30-year career with a new album called Sin Fecha de Caducidad, or Without Expiration Date. Piña invited a wide range of singers to join him on vocals. Here's a duet with Mexican pop singer Natalia Lafourcade.
Mi príncipe me está llamando. Mira que mira, mira, estoy bailando pa' que me veas. Ay, no me dejes nunca, este mojito marea.
Celso Piña began a quiet music revolution in Monterrey. It's a region known as the cradle of Mexican accordion music. But Piña wanted to share his love of Colombian vallenato and cumbia with people. And he did.
Los 100 años de Macondo suenan, suenan en el aire. Y los años de Gabriel trompeta, trompeta lo anuncian.
He recorded more than a dozen albums of Colombian flavored music. Then, in the late 90s, he says his record label told him to drop the Colombian sound and try something more commercial. Piña refused.
Si vieras lo que batallé para imponer este género musical aquí en mi tierra.
Piña says he told the label manager he struggled for many years to establish Colombian music in Mexico and would not change it simply to satisfy a market. For 4 years, he didn't record. Then, a Monterrey producer suggested he try an album of duets. Piña invited artists from a wide range of music styles. With the release of his album, Barrio Bravo, Piña re-established his career, not just in Mexico, but all over Latin America.
Porque a la gente le gusta, yo me siento a gusto con hacer diferentes...
He says, people appreciate the music, and he enjoys working with different artists. Better yet, he doesn't have to satisfy a record label, and he can invite whoever he wants, from Mexico's rock legend, Alex Lora...
Si es un sueño, ya no quiero seguir.
To France's salsa singer, Sargento Garcia. When asked about the music scene in his native Monterrey, Celso Piña does not mince words.
A nosotros nos ha perjudicado mucho porque fíjate que vamos a los bailes.
He says the increase in violence has hurt the music scene. Instead of playing for 3,000 or 4,000 people, it's hard to get a venue with more than 200 or 300 folks. People are afraid to stay out till 3 in the morning.
No tienes corazón
y tienes otro amor
que te ha engañado siempre y tú lo quieres más.
On a more positive note, Celso Piña says he wanted to close the new album with a duet featuring his father, Isaac Piña. After all, it was his father's unwavering support 30 years ago that got him where he is today. For the world, Beto Arcos in Los Angeles.
You can see a slideshow of Celso Piña playing his accordion on stage in Los Angeles. Just go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.